Cork's 96 FM.
I want to speak to and congratulate Noella Carroll from Pinnaclow, which is a Cork business, and indeed, Noella, you won the Emerging Business category at the Network Awards recently, and delighted to have you on the programme. Good morning and congratulations.
Many thanks, PJ. I'm delighted to be on the, live in the air with you this morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Delighted. Now, I will talk about the business and the very significant anniversary on which you got the award, but we'll talk about that. Tell me what Pinnaclow is first.
Pinnaclow is a financial mentoring company that empowers CEOs and owner-managers to make decisions based on strong financial and robust data. We create executive dashboards for our clients to see where they are financially day-to-day and be able to make the decisions with that, without that fear that they're making decisions in a vacuum. They have
right.
The data in front of them.
So it's your budget at your fingertips, as it were.
As it were, yes. And your KPIs, your key performance indicators.
Right. Now, your background is as an accountant, and that's where you led into this work, isn't it?
That's right. I'm a management accountant, CIMA, Certified Institute of Management Accounting. I qualified as a management accountant many years ago to mention, but I have a history of a career in multinational family business, SME, and opened my own business 2 years ago.
Now, the award was presented to you on a very significant date, and indeed a reminder of a very sad date in your life, your dad's anniversary.
That's right, yeah. My dad, I won't give away my age, but my dad died 43 years ago, and I won the award on the eve of his anniversary, an anniversary that we visit his grave in Mill Street every year. He was from Mill Street, North Cork. It was a very poignant moment for me because he's always close to my heart, and I knew that he would be very proud of me and what I had achieved.
And you were only a little girl at the time, and your mom raised you while running her own business. Was that where the inspiration came from?
I think it is, PJ. Yeah, I think it is. My mom, I suppose, would have taken many risks along the way. She had to. She had four of us, aged from 12 to 6, so she had no choice but take the different risks along the way to keep the bread and butter on the table for us. And she did. She opened her own business as well later on in life, maybe about 10 years after my father died, to bring us through school and to bring us through college. And, she is definitely my inspiration, and she still is.
Yeah. What did you, like, growing up watching your mum struggle like that and run a business and raise you and your siblings, what did you learn about life? What did you learn about business, if you like, watching her?
Yeah, I learned that you need to believe in what you're doing, and you need to have the faith in yourself to do it. That you have to take risks, but you have to take calculated risks. You have to know what you're doing and do your best to navigate the challenges that will come, because they do come. And by God, they came for her, for sure. She had many challenges, but she got through them, and she believed in herself, and she kept going and kept going and kept going. She had four kids, so she had no choice.
Do you sometimes have to, I'm sure she did, do you sometimes have to just grit your teeth, close your eyes and say, I believe in what I'm doing, let's go for this?
Absolutely. I kind of did that myself 2 years ago because I am the...
Because you'd worked around the world. You'd worked all over the world. And was this your first move into your own business, was it?
It was, yeah. I had been working with different multinationals over the years and went out on my own, a little unsure about the direction, a little unsure about who my clients were going to be. But I figured it all out, believed in myself. I had an incredible support network with my husband, David, and my daughters, Aoife, Danielle, and Adrienne, my family, my mom, my brothers, sisters, and a special call out to my mentor, Jackie Gorn, who has been there on my dark days to keep me dragging on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I guess everybody in business reaches a point now and again, saying, oh God, this has not been a good week or this has not been a good day. What do I do now? And you need someone to go, hold on, breathe.
You do. But you need someone to give you, I suppose, to not allow you go down, to give you the incentive to keep going.
Yes.
To point out the positive, to tell you what you've achieved so far and what more you can do.
Yes.
To
remind you that you yourself, within yourself, have all the skills to deal with this. You just need to gather them together now and use them. That's very important to have anybody like that. As a woman entering business off your own bat, what was your observations in terms of the differences? Did you feel as a woman you were disadvantaged in setting up a business? Because I know some women do.
No, I didn't. I suppose I've always operated in an equal environment. In my multinational world, yeah, I did have to work harder as a woman, right? I did, because it was mainly male dominated at a senior level in the multinational world. But I would never see it that way. I would see it as an equal environment, and I believe that women tend to hold themselves back as opposed to not getting the opportunities. Everybody needs to be supported, man and woman, in business. Everybody needs to feel they have that network behind them that is there for them. But the opportunities are there for men and women. I don't believe that they are, that's my view. I don't believe they're held back by the environment. They're held back perhaps by themselves.
Yeah. People tend to not believe in themselves, and that's the worst thing you can do.
It is, yeah. It is, absolutely. But that can be a man or a woman, too.
Yes. Now, Network Cork, we have a lot of interaction on the opinion line with Network Cork. Tell me what it's like to be a member of that organisation, which has grown and grown and grown.
Yeah, we're actually the biggest group in the country. The Cork branch is the most significant branch, the most active, and glad to be part of it. I'm the treasurer of Network Cork, so I look after the money.
Choice to do that, wouldn't you be?
I suppose I am, yeah. it's a bit of a responsibility, but I'm up for it. It's good to be part of something that is kind of bigger than yourself, something that has like-minded women who are trying to achieve, trying to get on in life, trying to build our business, trying to grow similar to yourself, right? We're all in very different spaces. I'm in finance. You have people in, you know, the arts. You have people in, you know, consulting in different spaces and coaching and stuff. But we're all kind of with the same goal we want to achieve, and we want to bring our business forward. And it's great being part of that. It really is.
Yeah. You know, I know you were very small when he passed away, and it was very, very sudden, but what do you think Dad would think?
I think he'd be very proud. I think he would.
So. I think
so. Yeah, and I think he would have been proud of the fact that I have three daughters and that they look to me as their inspiration, as their mother, just as I did. They're lucky they have their dad, though. He's at home with them, and he's amazing with them. But I know Daddy would have looked at me and said, you know, well done, Noella.
Yeah. And that would mean an awful lot, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Huge.
All right. Listen, delighted for you with the win and the success and the hearing about the family and the inspiration behind it. Noella Carroll, who's the managing director of Pinnacle, which is financial mentoring for business.
Cork's 96 FM.